This afternoon, Ann Killen with Red Ants Pants Foundation Girls Leadership Program has walked into our studio and said, I want an interview. So, you know, we brought her in and said, fine, we'll do an interview, no problem. Get in the studio, get you behind the mic and be afraid for your life. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let us know, because I don't really know too much about the Red Ants Pants Foundation. What is it? I hear it's new. Tell us about it.
Well, so the foundation was actually founded in 2011 by Sarah Calhoun, and she just wanted to give back to the more rural agricultural type communities around Montana. And they do a lot of different stuff for girls' leadership and women's leadership. They do different chainsaw workshops throughout the year, and then they do community grants to help different organizations throughout Montana. And then the new thing is this girls' leadership program that I'm a part of, which has 8 girls from across Montana, and they're working towards a community project to bring back to their own local communities.
It's the first year of this event. It's brand new, so it's just kind of a trial type of thing going on, really, to see what works, what doesn't work. They're bringing it together, and they will expand on it as time goes on. Tell us about your mentor, Julia, and what she does to help you within the program.
Yeah, so Julia, she's from Kalispell, and so we don't have the opportunity to meet in person, but we talk on the phone every other Sunday about just the progression of my project, and she just does a lot of different troubleshooting. Like, it's really nice to bounce ideas off of her, and she's just a really nice person to talk to about different problems that come up as we go.
What have you chosen for your project? Because all the girls, all 8, have picked an individual community project that affects an issue in their community. So what is yours?
So the issue that I chose is texting and driving and distracted driving. The real issue is that there is no Montana law against it, and so people are just kind of at their own free will. And so I want to provide some education and knowledge towards people in my school, especially, about different ways to combat that issue for themselves and just kind of getting that awareness out there.
What are some of your ideas to potentially remedy or start to slow down this problem?
So I'm going to do a presentation sometime in April. We don't have the exact date yet. To my whole high school with Christy Keys. She's a trooper from the Montana Highway Patrol. She's going to help me out. And we're just going to go through and talk about some of the consequences and then different reminders. I want to order these bracelets that are like a visual reminder you can look at and tell yourself, okay, you know, no more texting and driving.
T9 and drives worse.
That's probably almost worse because that takes more time. Yeah.
Red Ants Pants. And then also you've got this festival coming up I read about too. And what's that all about?
So the festival is held every July in this cow pasture. And myself and the other 7 girls that are a part of the program are hoping to attend and just be there and experience the whole thing, really.
A cow pasture in the middle of Montana. It's got to be a blast.
I hope so.
Well, at least there'll be music, and hopefully they clean up the pasture a little bit. Otherwise, it could be a stinky endeavor. Thanks for stopping and telling our listeners about the Red Ants Pants and what they do, and hopefully in the future, girls that see this program and think, well, that's kind of cool that they get to do this kind of stuff, and they're helping the community, they'll want to be a part of it too. Well, Ann, thanks for stopping in today. Enjoy the week and enjoy your weekend coming up. It's going to be a blast.
Thank you.